in the limelight.
The nationalist policies that assured Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi a second term in office, and particularly his determination to isolate Pakistan, has doomed the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, or SAARC, in favour of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, or BIMSTEC. Stay with us for an interesting feature that appeared in Asia Times. The piece is titled, India's Free Riding Strategy Dooms SAARC. The piece has been written by Kathmandu-based Nepali University professor Behim Burtel. Stay with us for more. SAARC, or the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, comprises of Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka, and about 1.8 billion people live in the region. Its gross domestic product totaled nearly $3.5 trillion in 2018. Despite being the world's most vibrant area in terms of demographic dividend, the most diverse region culturally and linguistically, and being bound by religious, linguistic, cultural, musical, culinary, and historical ties, South Asia is one of the least integrated areas in the world today. Led by India, the South Asian Free Trade Agreement, or SAFTA, decreed to liberalize trade in 2006. The region missed its target of achieving zero duties and eliminating all non-tariff barriers across the region by 2016. Its anticipated goal to transform SAARC into a South Asian Economic Union seemed a far cry. South Asia is sparsely integrated, such that intra-regional trade accounts for only 5% of South Asia's regional gross domestic product, GDP, according to a World Bank study. Similarly, intra-regional investment flows are very low. A study by South Asia Watch on Trade, Economics and Environment, or SAWTI, revealed. India's SAARC trade amounted to only $19 billion last year, whereas India's trade with the rest of the world stood at $637.4 billion. India's SAARC trade statistics paint a desolate picture of South Asian economic integration. Nearly 53% of intra-SAARC imports remain subject to tariff, paratariff, and non-tariff barriers despite the enactment of SAFTA. Although the SAARC missed its regional integration bid, it is fully evolved as a regional institution. It has adopted 14 agreements and rules of procedures, including two charters to establish SAARC and its specialized organs. It has also adopted 7 regional conventions and 12 other regional agreements. During the military standoff between China and India at Doklam, the tri-junction of Bhutan, China and India, in the summer of 2017, Indian strategists felt their shortfall of strategic autonomy as a world player. Such autonomy is determined by hard and soft power, as Harvard professor Joseph Nye depicts. Politics, diplomacy, economics, military and technology are hard powers and persuading friends and allies for a policy goal without coercion is soft power. Indian strategists realize that a world power needs to use smart power by blending hard power, that is economic, military and technological power, with soft power, and India severely lacks the ability to do this. Indian strategists seem mindful of the changing dynamics of Sino-US superpower rivalry as compared with Cold War era US-USSR enmity. The current superpower rivalry in the multipolar world is multidimensional, and India needs a multi-vector strategy. Keeping in mind the current size of the economy, India's strategists conclude that India cannot afford both hard power and soft power. Narendra Modi's National Security Advisor, Ajit Doval, covertly hinted the very fact in his Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture organized by the All India Radio in New Delhi on 18th of October 2018. Indian strategists are so heedful of globalization has unfolded unprecedented power dimensions in the state powers than ever before. Considering these facts, Narendra Modi chose Subrahmanyam Jaishankar as Minister for External Affairs and designated Ajit Doval to a ministerial rank to calibrate the twin pillars of his strategic and diplomatic initiatives in his second term in office. The first pillar aims to harness the liberal world order and other regional efforts optimally. The second pillar is multi-vector foreign policy engagement with superpowers and neighbours to fulfil its national interests with minimum liability in order to be a global player within 10 years. China has had to invest far less than its actual economic capacity as compared with other advanced economies in global affairs in the past. China started its assertive role on the global stage only after it became a $10 trillion economy. China has successfully used all possible positive externalities created by the liberal world order to reach its current posture. India wants to replicate the two-and-a-half-decade-long Chinese experience, although the global context has changed substantially now. For instance, India wants to use the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to tap opportunities created by the SCO in reaching Central Asian nations. That is why India has been sharing the SCO forum with Pakistan. India wants to maneuver the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, as part of the Indo-Pacific strategy of the United States for development of the maritime capacity to deter and defend its interests in the Indian Ocean and its rimland, along with trade and investment from Australia, Japan, and the United States. Similarly, India wants to engage with Russia bilaterally and through groupings such as the RIC, Russia, India, and China Forum. India wants special attention in cooperation and partnership from China without taking part in China's flagship Belt and Road Initiative. The modality of cooperation is likely to be finalized at the informal summit between Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping that is to be held in October of this year in the Indian city of Varanasi. The Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, otherwise known as BIMSTEC, comprises of seven countries, five from SAARC, that is Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Nepal and Sri Lanka, and two from ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, that is Myanmar and Thailand. The region is crucial as more than one-fifth of the world's population lives in the seven countries. The group has a combined gross domestic product of about $2.7 trillion, and 25% of the world's traded goods pass through the Bay of Bengal every year. The manifest reasons India has been giving to make SAARC defunct is Pakistan's alleged emboldening of terrorist activities against India. However, the latest reason is that India is not in a position to lead the regional body either in terms of hard power or soft power. India cannot financially afford the full-scale implementation of the institutions and rules SAARC has created so far in India's leadership. India wants to use BIMSTEC as the alternative to SAARC. The reasons behind this are very straightforward. First, India has comparatively good relations with the BIMSTEC countries, unlike Pakistan. Second, India can free ride in BIMSTEC countries because it doesn't have to incur any costs associated with this grouping. The Asian Development Bank and other international creditors have already invested in South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Corporation, or SASEC, projects. These projects aim to develop transport, trade facilitation, energy development and economic corridor development in BIMSTEC countries. The cumulative investment in the region reached about $11 billion in 2018. The South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Corporation, SASEC, aims to invest $130 billion by 2026. Third, unlike SAARC, BIMSTEC focuses only on four areas of cooperation. India has to invest in Indian SASEC projects only. Therefore, BIMSTEC is low-hanging fruit for India. Narendra Modi aides aim to hunt two birds with a single stone. By subsuming BIMSTEC into its foreign policy plan and strategy, India ostensibly wants to seclude Pakistan in SAARC, the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. However, India wants to evade its financial and political liabilities to SAARC institutions and rules entirely on one hand, and on the other hand, India wants to free ride the BIMSTEC Forum. According to New Delhi's assumptions, once it becomes a world power in the future, regional groupings like SAARC and BIMSTEC will be irrelevant for India. Similarly, Pakistan, the second largest economy in the region, also will be free from its financial responsibility to SAARC if it vanishes. The institution and rules India created to prove itself as a regional player have since become unaffordable. Thus, there seems to be no plausible logic to indicate that SAARC will be revived in the near future.